104.7 Andy and Mel, 807 up to 49 today. It's 40 right now, and Psychic Tiff is on with us. Good morning, Tiff.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Pretty good.
I'm glad to hear it.
I'm still trying to get all of the eyeliner off of my face, but...
Well, since you brought it up, let's talk. Talk about that. So, because I adore you guys, and you know that you're my favorite. Now, I went to your website yesterday. I was so thoroughly disturbed by what I saw there. The pictures of you dressing up as Mel, and bless your wife's heart that she got up at 4:30 in the morning. I saw that little notification.
Yeah.
But, oh my God, it was, and seriously, what's up with you, like, making the duck face and sticking out the rear end? What is, do you think girls do that?
I think girls do that.
Mel is very posy with her pictures on Facebook.
I'm posy, but I don't duck face.
No, I was trying to duck face just because that's something girls do. I wasn't necessarily.
Toddlers and tiaras, yo.
Yeah.
Well, I tried to duck face, and every time I tried it, I just looked constipated. So
I know. That's what I said to him. It looks like you have to go to the bathroom. Anybody.
Yeah. Well, no, girls can pull it off better than I can. I look like I'm straining real hard when I try to do it.
The problem was when he looked like his butt was sticking out, it was because he was trying to stick out his chest so it looks like he had boobs.
And really all I ended up doing was sticking out my belly.
Yeah.
Well, regardless, that was paranormal.
Okay.
Very little of what I did yesterday was more so than that. So I had to bring it up. It was really screwed up. It was disturbing. I had nightmares.
Well, comments on that picture were, there were some really funny ones. One of them said, there isn't enough eye bleach in the world to unsee that. Another one of my favorites was, it puts the lotion on its skin. Or no, put the lotion in the basket.
Your listeners and your I guess your website watchers are so much more clever than I.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, I wish he would have at least went with a longer hairstyle than the
What was I supposed to do, grow a bunch of hair overnight?
No,
I couldn't find a wig.
Again.
I couldn't find one that was long enough. I found one, but it was made for a woman's little head, and it didn't work. Anyway, let's get to some calls here. Shauna is up first. How are you, Shauna?
I am.
All right, Tiff's on the line. Go ahead with your question.
Okay, I have a job interview tomorrow, and I'm just wondering if it's the right opportunity. Should I do it or not, or how's it going to go?
Well, that's four questions. I'm going to tell you this. If they offer you the job, you should absolutely, absolutely take it. So there you go, darling. And whenever anybody asks me how is it going to go, I mean, frankly, you could walk in there completely wasted and drunk.
Yeah.
And, you know, like your skirt tucked into your pantyhose. And so, it's so much on you and how you present yourself. And so I never know. I really can't tune into that, but I know it's a really great opportunity if it's offered to you. So take it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the call, Shauna.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye.
You too, honey.
Melissa's on the phone. Are you there, Melissa?
I am here.
All right. Tiff's on the line. Go ahead with your question.
Hi, Tiffany. How are you?
Hey, Melissa. Good. What's up, honey?
Good. I just started a new relationship. I've had a really, my life has turned around a lot over the last 2 years. And I just started a new relationship, and I wanted to know if it's something that I should put so much time and effort into, or if I should just move on.
No, I think it's something that you really need to become vested in. I think that this is something that can really go. I know it's kind of wobbly, like the little willow tree, but over time it's going to become the big old oak. How's that? I'm looking out at my backyard. I'm having a sneaker moment right now. But no, honest to God, sweetie, I think it's something that you really should focus on and put your time and effort in. So go, girl, go.
Thank you. That's great.
Welcome.
Thanks for the call, Melissa.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So, Tiff, if you were looking at your treadmill, would you have said, oh, your life's going to take off like a treadmill on 10 going uphill?
Yes. I can make anything an analogy, as pathetic as that is. That is my gift.
That is a good gift.
The psychic stuff is just a skill set. My gift is making everything into an analogy.
I think that's a great gift to have.
If you have a question for Tiff this morning, give us a call, 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com.
The Hot Morning. Morning, sunshine.
Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel. Hot
104.7. Andy and Mel, 823. The internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
Want to be nice when the election is over and all your friends go back to posting pictures of their lunch?
Psychic Tiff's on with us. Let's get to some calls here. We just have a few minutes left with her. Amy's on the phone. How are you, Amy?
I'm well.
Tiff's on the line. Go ahead with your question.
Hello. Hi, Amy. This is a very heavy question.
Okay.
My son's girlfriend is pregnant.
Okay.
And I'm wondering, and she's an interesting girl, but she...
That's funny. I like how you put that, because when I don't care for people either, I go, oh, there's such a character.
No, there's no character there.
Okay, there you go. All right. That was just your way of putting it. But keep going.
Yeah.
It's a nice way of saying she doesn't like her.
Well, she's just got a lot of issues. And my question is that the whole conception time period is very shady. And I'm just wondering if it's his.
I do believe it is his.
Oh,
I know. It's not
that.
What you wanted to hear. I'm so sorry. I know. But I am getting, it's your son.
Oh, man. Okay.
I know. I'm sorry. But I'm going to say this. I have seen motherhood bring out the absolute best in people. And, you know, those people, and frankly, fatherhood, too. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to be gender biased. But, you know, some of those crapalicious people that we run into, they have a kid and all of a sudden they straighten up, fly right, and they're a role model. And so I would say this, cross your fingers and toes and hope for the best.
That's kind of what I've been doing. Okay. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Thanks for the call, Amy.
Bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Bye. Jessica's on the phone. How are you, Jessica?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. If you got a question for Tiff, she's on the line. Go ahead.
Hello, Tiff. I'm very newly pregnant, and I'm just wondering, is it a girl?
You're so cute. Is it a girl? You can give the other option.
Let me guess. You don't want a boy.
Well, we have two boys.
Oh, okay.
Stepsons. So we're having one more. So we just would like a girl.
You're so cute. I do actually think it is a girl.
Yay!
Congratulations. Name her Tiffany. It's a really good name.
It is a beautiful name.
It doesn't have to, you know. It's easy.
Well, there you go, Jessica. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Jessica.
Bye.
Let's see here. I've got one. I'm looking through the texts and emails. Hi, I'm a 35-year-old with 5 kids. Just wondering if I will ever find Mr. Right, and if so, when it will be. That's a very generic question.
Wow. I think that she has found Mr. Right at least 5 times.
Yeah.
You know, do I think she's ever going to find Mr. Right? I actually do, but not until... late 40s, which is, I know, not next Tuesday, but it is what it is. And because she's still in the cycle of finding Mr. Whoops, I thought he was right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right now. Yeah. So, yeah, she's still in the cycle of that. Sorry, sweetie.
I got one more here, an email that says, will my husband and I be able to work things out or will we get a divorce?
Yay, I love ending things on a good note. I actually think that they're going to work things out.
Okay.
Very nice.
So, bravo to, yeah, that makes me happy. You know, it's really tumultuous. It's really tense right now, but give it some time. And I know this is going to sound so silly, but sometimes it takes time apart, and that's what I'm getting. So even if you don't separate in the household sense, maybe take a long weekend away from each other, you know, get away for a week. And get some perspective, but it is going to work out.
Cool. Well, thanks for calling in again, Tiff. I'm sorry I gave you nightmares.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hopefully last night was the end of it. Just don't ever do it again.
Oh, he might, though.
Yeah. Well, we do have an idea for a video.
This is me. I want to see your version of me.
You have to find a blonde wig.
Oh, wow.
That would be... Wow. And I'm joking sort of when I say that. I'm joking and scared. And
no, I actually have an idea for that.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
And
well,
you might find it. I think you would find it funny.
If you would like a private reading with Tiff, all you got to do is go to psychictiff.com and contact info is there. You can get a private reading from her. And thanks for calling in again, Tiff.
Thanks, guys. It's always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mal, 841. It is cloudy out now. It's going to clear off later. 49 the high today, 40 right now. Twitter's interesting this morning.
It sure is. I just read from KSFY's Twitter feed that Mitchell police are at the scene of where gunshots are reportedly fired this morning at 8 a.m. Police are responding to the incident. They do have a news crew on the way. So it didn't say what it was regarding. And what was the other one? There was a report is an assault. Caller said people threw two Molotov cocktails in house window. Caller has gun. Suspects left.
And that was where?
That is in Sioux Falls. Doesn't show the address on that one.
And where did you get it?
Argus 911. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. That's what you're alluding
right.
to. Yeah. All kinds of stuff. Fire trucks have left.
Also
the
wanted to know the city too, because you were just talking about
sorry,
Mitchell.
Sioux Falls.
And, yeah.
Scanner reported that police issue is possible a mental hold. So yeah, all kinds of crazy stuff going on this morning.
Yeah, there's plenty and around the country too. There was a shooting last night at USC.
Yeah, that also happened.
At a party that was going on, authorities say four people have been shot and wounded during a Halloween party at the USC campus. The USC Department of Public Safety says two people were detained following the shooting shortly before midnight last night. LA police say the four victims were rushed to hospitals after the shooting at the Tudor Campus Center. There was no immediate word on their conditions. According to KNBC, Assistant Chief John Thomas of the USC Department of Public Safety says a dispute between two non-students led to the shooting. The campus was shut down, urging students to remain indoors. LA Times reporting that the violence occurred outside the party that was attended by about 100 people. So they do have two people in custody. No word on who they were or what the
happened.
Deal is there.
Yeah. Usually this morning when I'm reading Argus 911, it's just like traffic stuff.
Yeah.
You know, a little fender bender. But this morning, it's been a little crazy.
New Jersey got absolutely killed by this Sandy storm.
Oh, yeah.
Hoboken, New Jersey officials say they've received generators to help supply shelters. I mean, they're just running generators to keep shelters going, but they're running out of gas for the generators.
Because there's out of electricity in still many areas, right?
Yeah. And the power outages have forced many gas stations to close. They got the gas. They can't pump it because they don't have any electricity.
Right. Oh, man.
Yeah. Kind of a... just screwed both ways.
Yeah.
Rescuers in New York are still looking for two young brothers that were ripped from their mother's arms by floodwaters caused by the storm.
Oh, no.
The 2 and 4-year-old boys disappeared Monday night when the waves crashed into their SUV when they were driving through Staten Island. On the upside, part of the subway in New York is open again. Not all of it. Below 34th Street is still flooded, so they're not running there. All the airports in New York are open now. LaGuardia was the last open today. Limited schedule. Not everything's running, but yeah,
wow.
I can't even imagine what that was like. I mean, like when we have blizzards, it's just basically a big inconvenience.
Right.
They can be dangerous, but so long as you stay inside.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
Pretty much not dangerous.
Right.
So if you're able to stay in a place that's warm, you're fine in a blizzard. This is completely different. This is like the blizzard coming into your house.
Right.
You know, and
when we're talking flooding like that in a place that doesn't usually have flooding, I mean, it's very, very uncommon.
Yeah. And hurricanes don't usually get that far north.
Mm-mm.
I mean, it happens.
Rarely,
I mean, Irene,
though.
Was that a year or two ago when Irene hit up there? But that one wasn't nearly as bad as this one,
mm-mm.
Nor was it combined with another storm that just happened to be coming from the west. So, yeah, it's crazy things always happen in the fall. They just do.
They do.
Don't know why. Just kind of how it is.
Kind of explains the Twitter feed this morning.
Yeah, that too. It also explains possibly why it's suddenly okay to wear sandals and shorts to work.
Oh, huh?
Yeah.
Who did that?
Lots of people do that. I got the story about it.
Okay.
Coming up next. Hang on. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mal, 852. It's still kind of darkish outside. It's not dark. It's just like
gloomy.
The streetlights are still on and you can actually see them.
Yeah, it's kind of gloomy.
Gloomy.
It's like a gloomy fall day.
Oh.
Are you going to do the No Shave November thing this year?
I don't know. I hadn't considered it.
It's November.
Okay, and I haven't shaved today. I shaved Wednesday night. No, Tuesday night. Today's Thursday, right?
Yes, today's
Thursday.
Actually,
I had to ask somebody what the hell day it was yesterday.
It happens sometimes.
Oh, God. But yeah, I could, but I have a feeling by... If I did it 2 weeks from now, yeah. I would be itching so bad on my neck, I would have to take it off.
Can't you, like, put lotion on or something to
help
it?
It's still poking.
Still poking?
It's the hair poking. It gets to a certain length where it starts poking you.
Oh. When
and
it curls?
It's not a problem on the chin, because...
You're used to that there?
Well, there's no flexion in your chin.
Oh.
On your neck, it flexes.
Oh, I see
and
what you're
right
saying.
Along the line of your neck where the bending happens is where all the scratchiness happens.
You know how I normally feel about the No Shave November? I don't like it.
Oh, so you don't like charities
but,
and people who do good things for other people?
Well, I was just about to say something.
I see how you are.
For those who actually use it for and do a charity with it, I'm on board. But for those who are just doing it to be lazy...
See, I'll do it to be lazy.
I don't like that. That's my only problem with No Shave November. There's a bunch of guys in Parker that are going to do it for their chief, their fire department chief, for a fundraiser.
A lot of offices let employees dress up for Halloween.
Yes.
And I even noticed I stopped by the bank yesterday and I didn't see anything crazy. I just saw one guy wearing like a football jersey from his favorite team. I think it was a Dolphins jersey.
Nice.
But here is what is acceptable to wear every other day of the year. Real Simple Magazine polled 2,500 people on Facebook to find out what you should and shouldn't be able to wear to work.
Okay.
Here's what they found out.
What kind of job?
It just says to work.
Oh.
You always ask questions I'm not prepared for.
You should know me by now to be prepared for those kind of questions.
Open-toed shoes and sandals. 69% said it's okay to wear them.
In the summer.
Depending on what your job is. But don't wear flip-flops or any other kind of footwear that makes a lot of noise when you walk.
I wear flip-flops. And sometimes my heels and boots make a lot of noise.
Jeans. 65% said yes, okay. But chances are your company has a specific policy about it. In general, it's fine if you wear it in a creative job. If you should wear a nice shirt or blazer to compensate, and they should be normal jeans. Not jeans with, like, crazy wash and rips and stuff like that.
Oh, I like the rip ones. I know.
You don't need to. I know. Not in an office.
I know.
Even if it's creative.
I still like them.
Okay. A skirt that shows your bare legs. 75% of people polled said it's fine. According to Real Simple, you only have to worry if you're in a corporate office where people dress more conservatively. And if that's the case... You can still pull it off if you wear pantyhose.
Yeah, I was going to say just put
and actual
on.
Shoes, not sandals.
Right.
And
well, if
that
you wear
one
pantyhose,
is,
you have to wear actual shoes.
And that one's for the women. If you're a guy and you show up in a skirt, that's going to be a little different,
a little
I think.
Weird.
And shorts. Only 12% of people said it's okay to wear them to work. So it's pretty much a no.
You wear shorts.
Even in the middle. No, I don't.
You don't wear shorts?
I've never worn. The only time I wear shorts... To work is when I'm doing an outdoor remote in the summer.
Okay. I was going to say, because I know I've seen you wear
yes,
shorts.
I have, but okay. I don't regularly know.
That's true. I guess it's not on a regular basis, but
no,
I have
it's
seen
when
you.
It's a very practical reason that I'll wear the shorts.
Understandable.
Like when it starts getting hot in here.
It never gets hot in here.
Oh, yeah, it does.
No, it does not.
Oh, it absolutely is. I'm cooking today. I need to take my hoodie off. It's 73 in here. Holy cow.
Crap. That thing is not accurate, and you know it.
Well, if someone hadn't lost our studio thermometer,
I think somebody
we
stole it.
Would have.
I think somebody
we would know
stole
what
it.
The temperature is.
I think somebody stole it because there was no reason to take it out of the studio.
Or somebody lost it.
How could I lose it? Would I go out in the middle of the hallway and drop it and say, "Oh, I lost the thermometer"?
Did it end up with a stack of something?
No. Why would it end up with a stack of something?
I don't know.
It's not at my desk. Is it at your desk?
No.
You couldn't find it even if it was at your desk. Your desk is worse than mine.
But I know where everything is on it.
Right. But have you seen a thermometer up there?
No.
See, then it's not up there either. Why would I bring a thermometer up to your office to get it lost?
When did I say you brought it to my office to lose it?
You said it got stuck in a stack of things.
Over there.
It's not in here. I'll look later
okay.
again. But
by the way, did you clean out the car yet?
I took that box out.
Oh, okay. Good job.
Thanks.
And how about the Coke Zero can?
Yeah.
That's gone
it
too?
It was in the box.
Oh, okay. Two birds, one rock. Good Woo-hoo! Job.
Hot 1047.com.